And/or representations may not necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll-free at 888-677-9673. That's toll-free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon right here on AM 1220, The Word, and hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. A lot of times we have questions, but sometimes we have guests on the air, and so we're not going to be doing the phone calls today with the questions. We have a special guest who I believe is actually calling in right now, and we're going to introduce him in just a moment here. Interesting topic that has to do with some things that are happening in the headlines, even right now. So let's go ahead and open our program with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Pray that you take the program, use it for your glory. We do pray that things that we talk about today would be Christ-honoring, and that you could use these things to point people to Christ, interested in the things of God, that they might find Christ as their Savior. Lord, I just pray that you bless now. Use us for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, again, this is Live with Pastor Al, and we have a special guest on the area, or on the phone, not in the area, but on the phone, and that is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida, and he's also the host of Freedom Friday, which is a program on WEBY in Northwest Florida, AM 1330, and that you can find that online. And it's broadcast if you want to try. If you're down that area, you want to listen in, you can catch him 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. But Carl Gallops has written a book called The Rabbi Who Found Messiah. And Carl Gallops, welcome to Live with Pastor Al.
Pastor Al, thank you so much for having me. And wholeheartedly, I agree with your opening prayer, my brother. God bless you.
Hey, we're so glad to have you on the air here today. Before we get into the topic here, got to ask you a question. Since it was 7 below at my house last night and had managed to get into the double digits before I came up to the radio station today, what's your temperature down there right now?
Well, you know what? We're victims of this Arctic blast as well. Now, it's not nearly as cold as it is for you, but it's unseasonably cold for us. The high today will be 37, and that's a very, very rare occurrence for Northwest Florida. But generally, we've been having temperatures in the 50s and 60s, I'm sorry to say.
I'd enjoy some of that right now, let me tell you. It's going to happen. That's the global warming for you, huh?
Yes, well, it is. I tell you what, the global warming is just killing us, yeah.
Yes, it is. Well, if it weren't for global warming, we'd have icebergs in Lake Erie right now. That's what I tell people.
Yeah.
So.
How arrogant are we to think that we can change the temperatures of the Earth?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Well, hey, I don't want to spend too much time on the weather, but I had heard you on the radio talking about this amazing story about Rabbi Yitzhak Kaduri, I believe that's how you pronounce it.
Yes, it is.
And some statements that he made and a note that he left before he died. You wrote a book about it, and I've been looking up some of the things online in regards to that, and it really is fascinating. And if you could just take a couple seconds and tell me who this guy is and how you got interested in him.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Now, hopefully you were speaking metaphorically about a couple of seconds.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean.
Okay. Bless you, Pastor Al. Yeah, well, let me just tell your audience, first of all, just to ease their minds and hearts, I'm not a tinfoil hat guy. I don't set dates, and my book doesn't set dates, and I'm not outlandish in my prophetic pronouncements. I'm a 30-year senior pastor of a large Baptist church on the Gulf Coast, conservative in my theology and eschatology. But I'm also an author and a best-selling author, and my book is written from a journalistic standpoint, a very objective standpoint. The rave reviews around the world state that. People are very amazed at how objectively I've stated this story. And I wrote the book, Pastor Al, for two reasons. Number one, this story has to be told. It's so amazing. It's so shocking. It's unfolding before our eyes, and the mainstream media closed it down. And number two, because it gives me an opportunity just to remind people that, look, regardless of this story, we're living in very prophetic times. But here's the deal, Pastor Al. Yitzhak Kaduri, when he died in January of 2006, he was 108 years old. Mm. Now, this guy was not some little obscure rabbi tucked away in the bowels of Jerusalem. When he died, 300,000 people came to his funeral. They had to close the streets of Jerusalem down for almost 2 days. The president of Israel gave this man's eulogy. Dignitaries from the religious and political world all over Israel and even from around Europe attended his funeral, and many of them spoke at his funeral. His funeral, snippets of it were carried in the mainstream media around the world. I saw snippets of it on Fox News back in 2006. So this guy was huge. He had millions of followers around Israel and across Europe and even some in the United States.
Well, that actually answers a question, too, is, in regards to why is this rabbi so much more important, or why should we be paying attention to him? That's quite a following.
Well, it does. We should be paying attention. Listen, my book is not preachy.
Right.
I'm not this man's PR guy. I don't jump up and down and say that everything he ever said was perfect. But what I'm saying is, because of his prominence and because of what he proclaimed and because of what the media has done with it, perhaps we should pay close attention to this, because what if God, in these last days, these prophetic days in which we live, what if he did reveal himself to this most prominent of Jewish rabbis in modern Israel's history one more time to tell the Jews, look, it's all happening quickly. Get right with the Lord. What if God did that? I mean, we need to know this, Pastor Al. So
right.
This is why I told the story. All right, well, so here's the story. Excuse me. In 2006, he passed, January, but just a double handful of weeks before he passed, in the fall of 2005, he uttered two shocking things that just rocked the religious world that was paying attention. Shocking thing number one, this venerated rabbi said, I have met the Messiah. I've had a personal encounter with the Messiah. I've had a vision of Messiah. I know who he is, and I know his name. And he says, and I'm going to leave his name in a note to be opened 1 year after I'm dead. All right, that was shocking thing number one, he said.
Right.
Shocking thing number two, he said, he connected it to the life and death of Ariel Sharon. He said, it has been revealed to me that Messiah will not come, Messiah will not appear until Ariel Sharon has died. Now, the startling thing about that, Pastor Al, is when he said those two shocking things, Ariel Sharon was still alive. He was the 11th Prime Minister of Israel. He had just been involved in the Gaza Land for Peace giveaway deal. And Yitzhak Kaduri, of course, was still alive. But not only that, he was 108, but he was doing well. Sharp as a tack. People from all over the world still were tuned into his ministry. He had a website his organization ran, Kaduri.net, huge organization. So here you've got this prominent, virile, active, 108-year-old rabbi, famous, venerated. He's making these pronouncements. I know the Messiah's name. I'm leaving it in a note. And it has been revealed to me that Messiah will not come until after Ariel Sharon has died. Now, within weeks of him saying those shocking things, Pastor Al,
right.
January the 4th, 2006, Ariel Sharon suffers a stroke and goes into a coma. Now, we now know that coma lasted 8 years and 7 days.
Which is very unusual.
Very unusual. Well, not only that, but there's some unusual factors that went along with it, some consequences, if you will. But anyway, so what happened was that he goes into a coma, January the 4th, 2006, and just a few weeks later, Pastor Al, January the 28th, 2006, same month and same year, Rabbi Kaduri died, just kind of unexpectedly. I mean, you know, he was 108, but he was in good health, but he got pneumonia, and as a lot of elderly people, he just couldn't overcome it, and with a sharp mind, with his family surrounding him, speaking to them, he passes in the same month, in the same year, of Ariel Sharon going into a coma. Now, the story gets thicker. 1 year later, as per his instructions, the note is opened. It's posted on his website, Kaduri.net, obviously by somebody within his organization. The note is reported on by Israel Today in a front-page magazine article printed in many languages and in an internet news article, huge article, wherein they interviewed some of Kaduri's closest followers, Kaduri's son, who is the heir apparent to the organization, et cetera, et cetera. It was also, the story was also covered by News First Class. Now it's called News One out of Jerusalem, Israel.
Right, I've seen that.
It's a Hebrew-only edition news source. And they covered the story. And here's the story. Within weeks of that note being posted, because it was written rather cryptically, and Kaduri was famous for this kinds of cryptic writings, but he said that through this cryptic writing, he was going to reveal the name of Messiah. Once the note was decoded, Pastor Al, and we can talk about what that note said in a few moments, but once it was decoded, then they realized that the name he had left for Messiah was, in Hebrew, Yehoshua, which is the long-form version of Yeshua, which we would say is Jesus.
Exactly.
So you've got this most venerated rabbi in all of modern Israel's history. President speaks at his funeral. 300,000 people are there. He proclaims in a note 1 year after his death, posted on his website, reported by Israeli media, that Jesus is Messiah. Well, that rocked the Orthodox Jewish world because the name of Jesus is anathema to the Orthodox Jewish world. The note was immediately pulled down. His organization started claiming that this was a hoax, this was a fake, this was a fraud. The next thing you know, the note is destroyed. It can never be forensically examined. But we begin collecting testimonies from his students, from others that said, no, 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 this note is for real. And he talked about it in his classes, and we know what he said. So you've got all of that happening. So that controversy raged. But in the meantime, people said, wait a minute, he connected it to Ariel Sharon's death.
Right.
So people began to watch. Well, year one passed, year two, three, four, five, six, seven. And in the seventh year, the beginning of 2013 in January, Fox News reported that Ariel Sharon's brainwave activities were displaying normal activity. And it appeared as though he could even wake up from his coma in 2013. Mm-hmm. A lot of people speculated that could happen. But then, lo and behold, Pastor Al, January the 1st, 2014, look at all these January dates.
Right.
January the 4th, he goes into a coma. January 28th, Kaduri dies. January 2007, the note is revealed. January 13th, his brainwave activities. January 2014, it's announced on the first day of this brand new year, almost as though it's some type of a harbinger or something, you know, from God. The announcement to the world is Sharon's only going to live a few more days.
Right,
and
I remember
January
that.
January the 11th, he died, and it happened to be on a Sabbath, a Saturday. Also, January 28th, 2006, the day that Kaduri died, Pastor Al, it was a Sabbath. It was a Saturday. So these two great Jewish figures, connected by a messianic prophecy, one representing the face of Israel's military and politics, the other representing the face of Israel's Judaism, both of them die on a Sabbath, both of them connected by this messianic prophecy. When Sharon dies on the Saturday, Monday they have his funeral. During his funeral, it's reported on worldwide news that during his funeral, Pastor Al, there's an earthquake that strikes Israel.
I remember reading that.
Yeah. So, I mean, so people are watching this carefully now and closely saying, wow, because here's the thing, Pastor Al, I'm not proclaiming that Kaduri was some kind of perfect prophet or somebody along the lines of Jeremiah or Isaiah or Ezekiel. I'm just saying this. Look, we've got this most venerated rabbi, the Billy Graham of Jews, if you will, proclaiming in a note in his handwriting posted on his website, reported by Israeli news media, proclaiming that Jesus is Messiah. Jesus is Messiah. Well, you and I know that he got that right.
That's right. I agree with that.
I mean, yeah. I mean, in that prophecy, he is 100% accurate. Then he also said that Messiah would not come until Sharon dies. Well, you know what, Brother Al? He got that right, too.
I would agree with that because he's not come yet, and Sharon has died, so it's obviously going to be after that. Let me interrupt just a moment here and just remind people that you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and I have on the phone with me as a special guest today, Pastor Carl Gallup, who's written a book, the Rabbi Who Found Messiah. And we're talking about this Rabbi Yitzhak Kaduri. And before we pick up the theme here, would you tell people, if somebody's listening so far and they might be interested in getting a hold of your book, if you could give out some of that information, how they can find out more?
Sure. And let me, I'm sorry, I got strangled. I've coughed
That's
a few
okay.
times. I'm sorry about that. That's the danger of doing live radio.
I know. It's enjoyable. I know you
yes,
enjoy it
is.
Too.
Well, everybody knows we're human. Well, but Pastor Al, I want to remind your audience that this book was so profound, it has been turned into a documentary DVD. It's an hour long. It was produced, the movie was produced by award-winning film producer George Escobar and WND Films. WND Books is my publisher. You can get it. The easiest, quickest way, of course, is to get it on Amazon. Just put my name in, Carl Gallups, G-A-L-L-U-P-S, or if you remember the title, The Rabbi Who Found Messiah. It's all there. You can get it in Kindle, get it in beautiful hardcover edition. You can get the movie as well. And I recommend people get the movie. Churches all over America are showing this movie to their congregations because not only does it tell this powerful story that affects our times, but there's also a great contextual biblical teaching of the prophetic days in which we live. But you can get it at Amazon.com, but you can get it anywhere good books are sold, Lifeway Christian Books, at Barnes & Nobles. But I need to tell your audience this, the first run edition, the first printing of it, many, many, many multiplied thousands of books, they've run out. It's already sold out. So it's now in its second printing, and so you might get a little delay if you walked into a Barnes & Nobles, for example, and they might tell you we've sold out, and they're waiting on their second shipment. But I know Amazon still has some books. I think they're first-run printing, so those might be kind of little collector's items. But but anyway, the second edition is on its way out and will be in bookstores just hopefully maybe even by today.
Well, that's good, and I hope people will take a look at this because one of the things that we always try to say here on Live with Pastor Al is that you don't have to check your brains at the door in order to believe the Bible. And there is so much happening in the world today. You talked about some of the events occurring, Sharon's death, and you just look at the things that are happening in the Middle East, the push for a peace treaty to be resolved in April, and I just actually read this morning that the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, has decided that he's going to go with Putin of Russia and allow him to help broker this peace deal instead of the United States. There's just so much happening, and we look at these things, and we have this coming together of a number of things that certainly suggests that the time of the Lord's appearing is quite probably nearer than what we think. And when we look at this guy's prophecy, Rabbi Kaduri, and his identification of Jesus as the Messiah, as a born again Christian, what does this relate to us? I can see how it would really shake the Jewish community, especially the Orthodox Jews. But what does this mean for us as Christians? How should we approach this? What should this mean to us?
Right. Well, that's a brilliant question, and your salient points before that I want to address in this answer. What should it mean for us? Well, if this revelation from Kaduri was real, now again, he got it right. So whether he got it from a personal visitation of Jesus, like the Apostle Paul had, or whether he just got it from studying the Scriptures, the bottom line is he put his whole legacy on the line to leave it in his handwriting in a note. So he got it right. What if we're living in the prophetic end times? What if God one more time is reaching out to the Jews using the most profoundly popular rabbi in the last 5 or 6 decades in all of modern Israel's history to proclaim, look, my brothers, Jesus is Messiah. Jesus is Messiah. What if God, that's just something just like what God would do, Pastor Al. Now, I'm not saying God did do it. My book examines this from the ups and downs, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But it appears as though God did this. And so what does this mean to Christians? Well, it should excite us. Number one, we know that we're soon to see the coming of the Lord, maybe in our lifetime. Secondly, it should excite us because we see that God is still actively moving and working, keeping the promises of his word, that in the last days, as Joel said, your old men will dream dreams, your young men will have visions, and your sons and daughters will prophesy, and the moon will turn to blood red. And by the way, this year we've got 4 blood moons, the first time, last time in 100 years. Coming in April, and then again in the fall. Then we've had Arab Spring, we've got these nations forming alliances against Israel, which is Ezekiel 38 and 39. We've got the return of Israel 66 years ago, which is Ezekiel 37, and many other prophecies. We've got Muslims in the Middle East now proclaiming they're having visions and that Jesus has appeared to them. Kirsten Powers on Fox News a former atheist and communist liberal. I mean, those are some of her descriptions. She, about a year or and a half ago, proclaimed that she had a vision, she had a dream, and that Jesus appeared to her, and now she's a born-again Christian. She went on Bill O'Reilly and gave her testimony, of all places.
I mean, actually baptized somebody who had been a Muslim, and he had had a dream. He was on a battlefield, and he was down in the mud and the blood, and he saw somebody on a white horse, and he looked up, and all he knew was the guy's name was Jesus. He didn't know who he was. Yep. And he started listening to Christian radio and started trying to find information about who this was.
Isn't that amazing?
And the dream didn't save him, but it got his interest. And maybe that's what we can take away. I see we got about 5 minutes in the program. Yep. Maybe that's what we can take away from this. It's just like, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth his handiwork. That does not save people, but it does get people interested in the Creator who made it. And things like this, we saw when Jesus came the first time, that he let some people know in advance. Certainly Mary and Joseph were clued in what was going to happen. But there was also, remember Simeon, the elderly man?
I mentioned him in my book.
Yeah, and he was not going to die until he saw the Messiah. And I really do believe that the Lord's second coming will be much like his first coming. In fact, I tell people, the first coming was in two parts, a relatively unknown, private, the birth of Christ, not the whole world noticed that. And then, of course, the public when he entered into his ministry. And, of course, we have that with the second coming, the rapture, which not the entire world will see or understand. And then, of course, when he comes at the end of the tribulation in glory, the whole world will see that.
Right.
And, it's just so exciting when we see things happening. You mentioned the Blood Moon Tetrad, and I'm going to be trying to look at that in another program sometime here in the next month or so, I guess. But so many things coming together. We're coming down to the final minutes here. If you could just take about a minute or two, give me what you think would be the most important thing, if anything else, that we should take away from this as believers.
Oh, as believers?
Yeah, as believers, so that we can do what God wants us to do.
Yeah. Well, of course, the scriptures, Peter addresses that very question. He said, so what shall, knowing that all things will come to a conclusion like this, how should then we live? And I'm paraphrasing.
That's good.
How
That's
should
good,
we
yeah.
then live? Yeah, and he says, well, we should live holy lives. We should live separate lives. We should live godly lives, speeding the day, praying for the speeding of this day to come. And so, and that's what I think we should take away as believers. Look, we look at the news, we see the world around us, it seems to just be sliding towards Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, this was all prophesied. And
right.
now we've got the most famous rabbi in the world saying, Jesus is Messiah. So I think we're living in exciting times, prophetic
times,
and I'm honored that God has put us here. Let's keep our eyes on Jesus.
I thank you for that. And folks, you've been listening to Live with Pastor Al with our special guest, Carl Gallups. And you can find, what's your website?
CarlGallups.com. How
that's
convenient
hard,
is that?
That's hard to understand there.
CarlGallups.com.
Yeah, and of course you can Google the name and Google the name of the book, the Rabbi Who Found Messiah, and look into this. I encourage people, ask questions. Don't just accept it because we talked about it on the radio.
That's right.
And not everything you hear on the radio or read online is going to be that legitimate.
That's right.
You've got to use the thing God put between your ears. It's there to do more than hold your ears apart. And you've got to think, got to ask questions, got to pray, and let God direct you so we can give an answer for the hope that's in us. Carl Gallups, I want to thank you for being on Live with Pastor Al, and maybe we can revisit this in the future, another program.
I would be honored, yeah.
I've enjoyed having you on, enjoyed hearing about this, and there's our music coming up. I just want to encourage people to keep listening. We'll put this interview up online at our website, live.maplenoel.us. I wish it was as easy as carlgallups.com, huh? but live.maplenoel.us, and you can catch this interview and listen to it again. Carl Gallups, thank you for being on the program. God bless you and your work. We'll be watching, and tell you, see things happening in the Middle East. We see that the nations in Psalm 83 are coming together saying that they're going to eliminate Israel, the Jewish people, that their name will no longer be remembered. And we see these coalitions coming together and Russia taking a lead on things with Syria, Palestinians, and all this. It's close. Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks for listening today. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at live.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220 The Word. The preceding program has been sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield.
The preceding program's views, claims, and/or representations